Now, the HSE is investigating three confirmed cases and one possible case of meningococcal meningitis. Three of the patients were young adults and one of them a child under 10. Unfortunately, two of those patients died. They were all in different parts of the country. And for more, let's talk now to Dr. Sinéad O'Connell and Dr. O'Donnell, I beg your pardon. And Dr. O'Donnell, this is not an outbreak, but how concerning are these four cases?
Good morning. No, this is not an outbreak. These are what we call sporadic cases, so cases not connected. But it is always concerning when we see young people having a meningococcal infection and, very sadly, loss of life due to it.
And, of course, the big fear with meningitis, and especially at the moment, there's all kinds of viruses going around. Parents worry they'll miss the signs.
Absolutely. And I suppose that's the key to preventing further cases, is that people should be aware of the signs and symptoms of meningitis. And, unfortunately, they can be confused with other symptoms of things like flu, people being stressed, or even a hangover. So the very early signs can be quite non-specific, but the signs of meningitis and septicemia that you need to be looking out for are headache, stiff neck, bright lights, muscle pain, and in the case of a septicemia, a rash. But the rash does not always happen. Meningitis can happen without the rash, so you need to be very vigilant for the other symptoms and not waiting for that rash.
And indeed, let's hear now the story of Siobhan Carroll. Siobhan is the chief executive of ACT for Meningitis, and she set up that group after the death of Siobhan's four-year-old daughter Ava. And ACT for Meningitis aims to raise awareness about this disease. Last night, Siobhan O'Carroll spoke to our reporter Aisling Maloney about what happened the night her daughter Ava died.
I hadn't been feeling well with my pregnancy, so I had gone into the hospital for a checkup and they decided to keep me in for the night. I had spoken to Ava that day and Ava had gone to the Montessori and everything was going grand. And I spoke to them at 9 o'clock that night. I told them that I loved them. Ava told me all about what she'd learned at Montessori. A few hours later, I got a phone call from their dad, Noel, to say Ava wasn't feeling herself. She was kind of sick. She had a bit of vomit and diarrhea. As the night progressed, she was starting to get a little bit more unwell. And he rang the out-of-hours service. He told them the symptoms that she had and said to them, "She's not usually like this when she's sick. I'm a bit concerned." And they said, "Just check and see if the bright lights bother her or look at her, see if there's any rash." And he said, "No." And they said, "Okay, well, there's a bug going around, so just keep an eye on her." But he brought her down the stairs. And she was lying in his arms. Ava slowly closed her eyes. She was slowly dying from meningitis. He rang me in to say, "Ava's really sick. The ambulance is on the way." The ambulance pulled up. Noel jumped out. And he said, "It's not good, Siobhan." As we stood in A&E and saw the consultant and a priest walk towards us and said, "We're really sorry, your little girl is gone." From 6 hours of being sick, Ava had passed away from meningitis. It was the speed of meningitis cannot be put into words, the speed at which your life can change.
For parents like yourself, what's the advice? What's the message you want to get across to them?
Make themselves aware of the signs and symptoms of meningitis. With meningitis, the symptoms can appear in any order and some may not appear at all. And to trust your instincts. You know your own child. You know what you're like when they're sick. And if they're not usually like this, if you're very concerned, get medical attention.
Siobhan Carroll there, the chief executive of ACT for Meningitis, which she set up after the death of her four-year-old daughter, Ava. And Dr. Sinéad O'Donnell, I mean, the speed of that, 6 hours. But you know well, because you yourself have suffered from meningitis, haven't you?
That's true. And absolutely, with meningitis, it is a race against time. So I contracted meningitis when I was a 19-year-old student. And from feeling in any way unwell to being on life support in a 19-year-old fit, healthy student was 11 hours. So it is incredibly rapid. And I can definitely say that I would not be here today if it was not for my friends checking on me, trusting their instincts that there was something wrong and getting me to a hospital, because I couldn't have done that for myself.
And I think maybe one of the key lines there that we heard from Siobhan Carroll, her husband Noel, saying about their daughter, Ava, that she's not usually like this when she's sick. That just sometimes that gut feeling is your advice that people should act on it.
Absolutely. Trust those feelings. If you're suspicious, keep checking on the patient. Any deterioration, you need medical help. This is not a something that you can deal with at home. It is also something that is very treatable with antibiotics. It is not a resistant organism. It just means you need to get to a hospital. You need to get lots of antibiotics on board quickly. We're in a very different situation now than we were in the 90s when this was more usual in our communities. We now have very effective vaccines, and that has decreased the numbers immensely. So what we need to do is make sure that people are up to date with their vaccines, recognize the signs and symptoms, and act if they have a suspicion that this person might have meningitis.
All right. Well, we appreciate you talking to us this morning, and thank you very much indeed for that advice. That's Dr. Sinead O'Donnell, consultant microbiologist at Beaumont Hospital and senior lecturer in clinical microbiology at the Royal College of Surgeons.